SBS Radio.
Okay, I'm talking to Kama Rowe from the Dutch Australian Genealogy Group. Hi, Kama.
Yes, Frans.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. So can you tell me, the genealogy group, the Dutch Australian Genealogy Group, what does the group do exactly?
Okay, well, we're actually a social group. We're not an association. We are a social group. Everybody in the group is either Dutch or of Dutch descent.
Yeah.
A couple are Dutch by marriage. And what we do is we trace our forefathers.
Right.
Right. Now, we don't actually do the genealogy for you. We get together and we help each other, and everybody just works on their own genealogy.
So that means that you know exactly who your forefathers were?
Well, not all of them, but yes, some of my branches go back as far as 1400.
Right. And then this is, how do you do this? I mean, today we have the internet.
Right. Well, speaking personally, my research has been entirely on the internet.
All right.
Right. Just speaking briefly, the group was initially founded by two ladies, Ellie van der Akker and Felicia Gerritsen. Now, in those days, they didn't have the internet resources that we have now.
And when did they start this?
About 15 years ago.
Okay.
And Felicia's no longer with us. She now lives in Melbourne. But Ellie's genealogy was done entirely through hard copy research.
Right.
Mostly through through Family Search, which is the Mormons. They have family research centers. Nowadays, Dutch research is very easy.
Because all the archives are digitized, are they?
Not all of them, but the majority of them, and more of them are coming online every day. In addition, most of Dutch research is free of charge, which is unlike any other country. You get to go to America, or I'm doing a little bit of English for my daughter-in-law, and every certificate I want is like $20 or $30.
Yeah, and for us Dutch, everything that is for free, that is quite... that we are quite happy with.
Yeah, the Dutch in Holland, they passed a law that they were charging for their certificates, and sometimes outrageous amounts. But now they've passed a law to say they could not charge more than what it cost them to produce it.
Okay.
And since then, they've just opened up their art, and they're all busy digitizing it, and more records are just coming online. There's archives all over the place.
How far back does this go?
It depends what you're looking for. I know there's records that go back to 760, but, you know, that's mostly royalty. I mean, the poor farmers didn't keep much in the way of records.
No, so if you start your search, where do the average person who starts this get to? How far back?
Easy of searching is back to 1811.
Right.
Now, in 1811, when Napoleon was in charge, he decreed that everybody had to register.
Yep.
Right, and to make it easy. It makes it easy for him because then he knew who he could pull into his army. But anyway, that's besides the point. Now, prior to 1811... a lot of people didn't have surnames, and most of the records were just held by your local churches.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is where it does become more difficult, because not all those records are online. And sometimes you need to write to these churches or to those provinces and request the records. And if they have to search, that, of course, can become expensive.
Yeah. Now, about your personal heritage, Kama Rowe, that doesn't sound any Dutch-like at all.
No, I'm actually married to an Australian.
Yep.
Yeah. My maiden name was Borg, B-O-R-G.
Okay.
Which, I'm from Amsterdam.
Right.
But my father's family actually goes back into Germany.
Right. And when did you arrive in Australia?
We arrived in Australia in 1954.
So you were at children's age.
I was 10 years old.
Right. And how far back did you find all the information about the forefathers of your family?
Well, with my father's family, I've gone back to 1750, roughly. Prior to that, the records are in German, and I haven't been able to find any trace of them in Germany. Of course, as you know, a lot of the German records have been destroyed. With my mother, who came from Limburg,
yep.
I've gone back a bit further, and with the help of other genealogists that have their trees online, I've been able to trace their branch back to about 1200 in some cases.
Wow.
Yeah. And you liaise with other genealogists, and that helps a lot because they are there and they can look at records. Of course, everything has to be proven, you know. I mean, like they say, genealogy without proof is mythology.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so every birth, every marriage, every death has to be certified. You have to actually, if you don't actually see the record yourself, then you have to take a bit of grain of salt.
Right. And yeah. So how many people are a member of this genealogy group?
Well, we don't actually have members. As I said, we're a social group.
Yeah.
We meet four times a year at the Abel Tasman Village.
Yeah.
And normally our meetings will have between probably 10 to 16 people. But I've got over 200 names on the mailing list.
Okay, because there's a lot of people that are contacting you with questions about their families.
Well, yes, and the mailing list goes all over Australia. Well, they ask me where they can get the information. I don't look things up for them, but we will steer them in the right direction as to where they can look.
And is this becoming more popular, or...?
Genealogy is an addictive hobby. Once you start, that's it. You're addicted. Yes, it is becoming... It's becoming one of the most popular hobbies in the world. Especially now with the introduction of DNA. As you know, DNA is now widely available. You can get your DNA tested.
Yeah.
And of course, a lot of people are using that in their genealogy. They're finding cousins and in some cases even closer, but we won't go into that. Cousins that they didn't know they had and relatives. And so it's becoming much more widespread.
Right. And do you include that in your research as well?
No, I haven't gone down the way of DNA because basically I know where my family came from, and I don't feel the need for it. I've got the information I want.
Yeah, some people are not really happy with getting all the DNA information. Like,
yeah, look, it's a shaky branch, you know. That's there's family secrets being uncovered that should never have been uncovered. Whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, I don't know. It's probably not so good for those that are alive and are having their secrets uncovered. Basically, as far as DNA is fairly widespread. For example, if you get your DNA tested for locality, you'll come back with a result and X percentage European, X percentage Irish, X percentage Viking, you know.
Yep.
You get it tested with a different company, you can get a different result. Also, siblings can have totally different results.
Is that right?
Yeah. Not when I say totally different, I mean, no, within percentages. It's not an exact science. It's you should only use it as a guide.
Yeah.
Most of the big companies like Ancestry.com, you know, so the big ancestry, big genealogy companies mostly offer DNA. You've got Ancestry.com, you've got 23andMe, gosh, I can't think of the others now, but there's a half a dozen out there. It's up to you which way. Probably Ancestry.com is the most popular.
So where can people find the information about the Dutch Australian Genealogy Group?
We've got a Facebook page, Frans. They can contact us through the Facebook page.
Right.
Or they can contact me at Karma Rowe, that's KarmaRowe, at tpg.com.au.
Lovely. Karma, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. It was lovely to speak to you.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.